Concerned about global warming and the urgent need to act now to protect human lives and the lives of all beings, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Thailand and Ao Lạc, Vietnam, organized another climate change conference entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. During the conference, distinguished guests and dignitaries from different parts of the world expressed their support for the meat-free diet as the single most effective solution to stop methane emissions and curb global warming. Held on August 15th at Sukhothai Thammathirat Open University in Nantaburi, Thailand, over 2,500 guests attended the conference. Among the scores of distinguished guests and ambassadors who attended were Dr. Art Ong Junsai Na Ayutthaya, member of the Thai Parliament, former NASA scientist, Mr. Inuu Susuan, senior executive vice president of the Bank of Agriculture and Agriculture Cooperatives, Professor Dawan Wiwatanate, PhD, deputy director, Energy Research Institute, Chulalongkorn University, Sir Valelo Gardner Kwapile, Counselor of the Embassy of the Republic of South Africa, Sir Howell Howard, Regional Environment of the Economic Section of the Embassy of the United States of America, Sir Nikolai N. Pomoshninov, Minister Counselor of Embassy of Russia, and Sir Stepan N. Golovin, Representative of Embassy of Russia, Dr. Win Ta Nguyen, PhD, specializing in energy studies at Paris University in France, Dr. Win Te Min Kyu, PhD, MD, Chairwoman of Food and Nutrition Association, and Dr. No Duc Vong, PhD, environmentalist. Invited as guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously attended via live video conference to answer questions from the audience. In light of the scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past 2 decades. We must be organic vegetarian or vegan, meaning an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the video conference on climate change with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet, held on August 15th, 2009 in Nantaburi, Thailand.
What follows now is you will have a chance to listen to lectures of scientists who are the pioneering experts who study climate change.
Please welcome to the first lecturers, Dr. Art Ong Junsai Na Ayutthaya. Dr. Art Ong Junsai Na Ayutthaya is a vegetarian, member of Thai Parliament, former NASA scientist, engineer, and educator. Dr. Art Ong Junsai Na Ayutthaya is also a scientist and engineer from Thailand who helped design and develop the first successful landing device for NASA Wiki space project to Mars and is director of the Satya Sai School.
So good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I won't repeat everything that we have already heard, but just something to stress the problem, the crisis that we have on our hands is about gas methane. You know, in the northern part, in the North Pole area, we now find a lot of this methane coming up through the ice, because ice is melting and disappearing, and methane is now coming up through the ice. And as you know, methane is much worse than gas carbon dioxide for global warming. So this is a very important problem that we have to take care of, because it's going to speed up the global warming. The temperature will go up much more quickly in the next 3 years or so. So this is one thing that we have to watch out. And Now let's look at our beautiful planet. You can see that it is beautiful, it's blue in color. Unlike other planets, ours is the most beautiful one in space. And it contains a lot of water. But when ice melts, when the ice in the Greenland, in the Antarctic, in the Himalayas, in the Andes, and other mountains melt, they all flow into the ocean. And because our world is a water planet, especially around the Pacific area, it's a huge ocean. And when we look from the moon, it covers almost half the area of the world. So when you have an increase in the weight, increase in the water, there'll be more weight on one side than on the other. And our Earth is rotating in space. And suddenly you have more weight on one side than on the other, then you cannot have like a top turning around on its axis anymore. It will start to wobble. So that's a big problem for our Earth right now, that we have more weight on one side than the other because of the melting of the ice. We have more water in the ocean, and so more weight in the Pacific area than on the other side of the world. So in order for the Earth to survive, it can do two things. We are living on Earth plates. Thailand here is part of the Eurasian plate, okay, consisting of Europe and Asia, except for India, okay. We are on a big plate. And you know, plates are floating on some liquid inner core of our Earth, and so it can move fairly easily, and it has been moving since many years ago, 250 million years ago. It started to move and it kept on moving. Well, the Earth plates are likely to move more quickly now. This is what scientists have found out, that the Eurasian plate is now moving towards the Pacific Ocean, and the Pacific plate is also moving towards the Eurasian plate. So right now, on the edge where the two plates are joining, it's starting to push on each other. And this is going to create a lot of problem for those living along the Pacific Rim, because there's a big movement going on in the Earth plates now. And it will create not only a lot of earthquakes, big tsunamis will start from the Philippine side, for example, and this will create tsunami coming into the Gulf of Thailand. We've never had anything like that before, but now there is a possibility that this will take place. And of course, wherever you have the joint of the earth plates, you're going to have more earthquakes. And if we look to the eastern side next to United States, you see the area which they call most active rift zone. Okay, the most active rift zone is where the plates are separating. That's a big problem for all of us. Around Thailand, along the Andaman Sea, we have a joint of the plates, and therefore that's where we had the big tsunami that killed so many people in many, many countries in the past. So we need to do something about it very quickly. And as you all said, we can do it. Okay, we have to do it, and we can do it. So I just want to show you how we are doing it, where I'm working I work at the Satyasai School in Lopburi Province, 200 kilometers north of Bangkok. Okay, we are doing something about it. We are growing our own vegetables because we need to be sustainable. And if we use animals, it takes several years before they are grown up. But with vegetables, only a few months, we can get food to eat. So all of us, 350 children, 40 teachers, and 50 staff members, we are all vegetarian. We have gone vegetarian. So our children grow their own vegetables. All kinds of vegetables are available in our school. And we grow fruit trees everywhere. And not only fruit trees, we grow trees all over the school. We have already grown some 200,000 trees in our own school. And we go and grow our own rice. Many people say that rice will also create methane. But only if you keep things that will rot in the field, then it will create methane. So we are very careful about what we do. And so we do not create much methane as a result of our growing rice. So all of our children, they go into the field, they're very happy, they can live outside in the good surrounding. So you see the whole school, 350 children, we go into the rice field, we grow our own rice, and we grow our own vegetables, a lot of it. And not only that, we reduce gas carbon dioxide emission by producing our own energy. This is a machine for producing biodiesel. We make it from vegetable oils, use vegetable oils, and we produce biodiesel from it. So you can see it's quite clear, and we use it 100% in our trucks in the school. And we've been using it for the past 2 years with no problems to the engine. There is a building, and on top of the building, you see two types of energy. One is solar cells, photovoltaic cells that will produce electricity, and the other one is the wind turbine, where we produce electricity from the wind as well. So there is the locally made in Thailand. It costs less than $200 to put up that, about 2 kilowatts of power. And these solar cells, we power the whole building that you saw just now, as well as lighting along the roads during the night. We store the energy in the battery, and then at night time we draw out the energy and change it to AC current. And here, because we have some waste from the kitchen, we are boarding school with about 450 people eating there. So what we do is we recycle everything. We use this machine to ferment the waste, produce biogas, and then that is reused in our kitchen to cook. Actually, this is given to us by the Ministry of Energy in Thailand. And now we are experimenting with garbage. We use garbage to produce electricity. So we are recycling garbage now. We don't waste anything, we don't burn it, otherwise it'll produce black smoke. Instead, we use a gasifier to draw out the gas, and that will help in our production of electricity, and it does not produce any pollution. What remains become fertilizer, which we can then use in our fields again. And we produce all kinds of products for our own use, whether it's shampoo, washing powder, and all the rest. We don't use any chemicals. We try to use our own products. And we recycle everything, including our water. We don't throw anything away. Okay? The water is recycled and reused all the time. And so I just want to stress that vegetarianism is the way. And you can see many famous people already have been vegetarians, like Pythagoras, Einstein, Newton, and so many other people. They've always been vegetarian. When you look at carnivores, you can see their skeleton. You can see big fangs that they use to kill other animals. And the teeth behind, they're all sharp. In fact, they don't chew the food. They just swallow everything. Let's look at the vegetarian eating animals. And you can see that the teeth are quite different. The meat eater is on the left, and on the right is our own teeth. We don't have the same teeth as the meat eaters, okay? We are vegetarian. We have to chew the food, just as the cows, they chew the food to make sure that it becomes digestible in our mouth, and the digestive process starts in our mouth. And when we look at the intestines, we find that for vegetarian, we have very long intestines. In fact, it's about 9 times the length of our body, whereas the meat eaters, they are only 3 times the length of their body. And the reason is because if you have a plate of meat and a plate of vegetables, after 3 or 4 hours, the meat will start to rot, will go bad, but the vegetables will last until the next day. It will not go bad. So in that case, we can draw out all the good food from our intestines, okay, because we have very long one. So our own intestines is more suitable for vegetables, not for meat. And you can see the lifespan of people. Eskimos, they don't have vegetables. Their lifespan is only 27.5 years. Whereas the Hunzas, the Otomite tribe in Mexico and Pakistan, their lifespan is over 110 years. So medical doctor Sir Robert McGarrison, he said about the Hunzas in Pakistan, "I never saw a case of appendicitis or colitis or cancer amongst these people." And here is a group of Harvard doctors and scientists. They went to a village in Ecuador. The villagers were pure vegetarian. And again, they found most of them reached the age of over 100 years. And this is a study in America of 50,000 vegetarians. And they found that they live longer, have significantly lower incidence of heart disease and low rate of cancer as compared with meat-eating Americans. And Dr. Kellogg said, "It's nice to eat a meal and not have to worry about what your food may have died of." Because you can see chicken flu virus, mad cow disease, Nipah virus, and all kinds of problems with animals. And when you look at the protein, you can see when you compare soy milk powdered, it contains 41.8% protein, whereas chicken and lamb only 18 or 16% protein. So we actually get more protein from soybeans and other vegetables. And this is the problem that create global warming. You need 17 times more land to get the same amount of protein when you compare livestock and soybean. Okay? You need 8 times more water to raise animals versus growing vegetables and grains. And when you feed grains to the animals, as you do in the United States, for example, you only get back 10% of the calories and the protein of livestock when you eat meat. So you're wasting a lot of good food. This is the solution to world starvation. We know that many people are dying every day. Children are dying because they lack food. Okay? You see that 80 to 90% of all grain grown in America is used to feed meat animals. So when you reduce meat production by 10% only, well, you would release enough grain to feed 60 million people. Okay, just reducing 10%. And if people would consume only 50% of the meat they normally eat, we could release enough food to feed the entire developing world. So become a vegetarian and we can save the lives of so many people. We will have enough food for the whole world. Okay? And United Nations Secretary General Kurt Waldheim said the food consumption of the rich countries is the key cause of hunger around the world. So I just want to leave these thoughts with you. Let us be vegetarian. Let us do whatever we can, wherever we are, to reduce global warming. Thank you very much.
Our sincere thanks to you, Doctor, for a very inspiring presentation. Our next lecturer is Mr. Enu Sushuan, Senior Executive Vice President of the Bank of Agriculture and Agricultural Cooperatives. Please welcome Mr. Enu Sushuan.
สวัสดีครับ. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Distinguished guests. I myself feel very honored to be here with you all. First of all, I would like to tell you something in brief about the Bank for Agriculture and Agricultural Cooperative. Our objective is provide agricultural credit to the farmers and also the agricultural cooperatives. But in 2006, we have changed our position from the Bank for Agricultural Credit to the Bank for Rural Development, that we can provide any financial services and management service to anyone in the rural area. The other service that we serve is the marketing support for our farmer customer, and also the social welfare for farmer, for poor farmer in rural area also. This is the BAC driving framework in this fiscal year 2009 about the global warming. BAC as the bank supervised credit, so we have to provide the appropriate technology to our customer how to avoid the global warming. We have also the project that we call 1 million customer, 9 million tree for the king. And we have the project to encourage all the energy saving, electricity, water supply, and anything else. For the farmers, we also promote our customer to do the sustainable agriculture, such as the organic farming. For our officer, about 14,000 officers throughout country, we also serve them the healthy food. Even in our head office, we have the vegetarian food for their own choice, and also all the food in the our cafeteria would be food safety. And for physical health for our officers, we have the exercise group, sport group, stretching every day, and also have contestant of Mr. and Mrs. Good Health. For the mental health, we have the counselor in the bank and also provide them the training for meditation also. Because we are the agricultural credit bank, so what concern for the climate change with agriculture we concern? This is the world carbon reservoir. You can see that the most proportion of the carbon reserve is in the fossil fuel. Second is soil, the third is atmosphere, and last is forest. Now, it was changing body carbon balance that you can see that now is causing many effects to our atmosphere. From the fossil fuel conversion, from the land use, and also in the agricultural intensification that causing carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. For the heat trapping ability, you can see that agriculture contribute to 30% of greenhouse gas emission. If the carbon dioxide is baseline of the class, the greenhouse effect, one unit of carbon dioxide is equal one, methane is 21 times, and nitrous oxide is 310 times of carbon dioxide. This is the greenhouse effect in conventional agriculture that from the chemical fertilizer, the causing of carbon dioxide, nitrous oxide, and in the plantation also causing the methane, carbon dioxide, and nitrous oxide, and also the wastewater that containing synthetic fertilizers. Also for the livestock area, the grain that we are planting to feed the livestock also lost 90% of its original energy. One serving of beef equal to over 1,200 gallons of water use. 20% of all global warming causing emission come from animal. So, raising animal as livestock is one of the greatest contributors to climate change. This is my proposal for the solution for our beautiful planet. If we can, we must focus on the organic food, non-GMO, no chemical fertilizers, and less meat or vegetarian diet. This is the first thing that we have to do. We must focus on alternative energy, waste to energy, and also the community power plant and the biogas, solar energy, and the last is wind energy. For the forest, we will focus on the planting tree, especially now we have the new project, what we call tree banks, that will encourage all the community to growing tree, and they can repay money by planting tree also. Thank you.
Our sincere thanks to Mr. Anu Shushwan for providing those profound insights for us today.
เนี่ยอยากให้ทุกคนช่วยกันเริ่มที่ตัวเราก่อนนะฮะตอนนี้ถ้าเรารอมัวแต่รอภาครัฐหรือใครมารณรงค์ไม่ได้ก็เริ่มที่ตัวเราก่อนครอบครัวเราก่อนนะครับคนละไม้คนละมือก็คนเล็กน้อยเนี่ยสามารถจะช่วยให้โลกไม่ใช่บ้านเรานะโลกเราโดยรู้ซ้ำนะฮะมีภาวะที่ดีขึ้นกว่าเดิมนะครับ
Tôi thấy đây là một cái hội thảo tổ chức rất là hoành tráng một cái cảm nhận thứ hai là về cái chuyên đề của hội thảo tức là giải pháp cho một cái sức khỏe toàn cầu. Đây là một cái chủ đề rất là nóng bỏng, rất là thời sự và đáp ứng đúng cái tình hình hiện nay mà mọi con người chúng ta sống trên cái địa cầu này đều phải quan tâm đến.
Thank you for joining us today for Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Friday for part 4 of Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell and God bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW